KOWO Radio 104.1 FM would like to welcome you to Windows into Wimberley. Each week, Erica Clapp is joined by a guest to discuss the things that are happening in and around your town. These conversations are designed to provide the community with insight and information on a wide range of topics that are specific to the Wimberley area. Now it's time to look through the windows into Wimberley.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Windows into Wimberley. I'm your host, Erica Clapp. And this week, my guest is Lori Olson, the Executive Director of the Texas Land Trust Council. Thank you for joining me today, Lori.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and your role at the Texas Land Trust Council.
So I'm the director, and I run the council. The council is essentially a coalition of over 30 land and water conservation organizations that operate across the state of Texas to preserve, you know, all types of natural lands, agricultural lands, and water resources, both for, you know, Texans today and for future generations.
What would you say is the main goal of your organization?
The main goal of our organization would be to promote land and water conservation and to basically assist the land trust community of Texas via advocacy and education and outreach to preserve, you know, more and more lands and waters across our state. You know, land and water conservation is really essential to a healthy, prosperous Texas. Our lands protect our water supply, provide habitat for fish and wildlife, preserve, you know, farming and ranching lands that we need for food and fiber, and really just, you know, protect the quality of our lives here in Texas. So, you know, without that, those wide open spaces, Texas just wouldn't be Texas. So, and our economy relies on the benefits that open natural lands provide us in terms of agriculture, wildlife, productive fisheries, and clean water. These things are really important, and that's what we're here to do.
So can you tell me a little bit about what a land trust is?
Sure. So land trusts are basically private nonprofit organizations whose mission is land and water conservation. Land trust preserve all types of, you know, natural lands, depending on their individual mission. Some land trusts focus on natural areas or wildlife habitat. Others focus on preserving watersheds. Some focus on preserving agricultural lands or certain types of lands like prairies, different ecosystems like that. But basically, they preserve these lands in partnership with private landowners, oftentimes, to leave those lands in an undeveloped natural state. They also work with local partners with cities and counties and state governments and federal governments to protect land. So they do a lot of different things.
When I was exploring your website to find out a little bit more about you guys, I found something that was talking about conservation easements. Can you tell me a little bit about those and what those are?
Absolutely. So a conservation easement is essentially a private, voluntary legal agreement that is negotiated between a landowner and a land trust that sort of sets out what types of activities and development activities might be allowed or prohibited. So essentially, they're agreements that the landowner is wanting to make that would essentially preserve the natural features of their land in perpetuity. So they are legally binding agreements, and they do run with the land, meaning that future landowners are also bound to those restrictions, and it's the land trust job to work in partnership with those landowners and future landowners to make sure that those agreements are abided by. So essentially, you know, conservation easements allow landowners to protect the land they love, and land trusts are the partners that help make it happen.
Your group is also involved in some projects relating to government and things like that. What can you tell me a little bit about some of those?
Sure. Well, you know, our association is involved with advocacy, both at the state legislature and at the federal government. We advocate and we work with all of our, you know, 30-plus land trust members to also advocate for important, you know, legislation or policy initiatives or funding programs that are going to advance land and water conservation across the state of Texas. We also put on a conference every year called the Texas Land Conservation Conference, held in Austin, usually late February, early March. And so we bring together all the different practitioners, both land trusts or public sector, you know, entities like Parks and Wildlife Department, county and local governments that are involved in land and water conservation, and also private companies that do all kinds of related things like appraisals and surveys and wildlife monitoring and baseline, you know, environmental reports and all these types of things. So we bring all those people together to discuss, you know, a variety of topics in the field. We also engage, we have a tool called the Conservation Lands Inventories on our website. So what we do is maintain sort of a GIS database and a record of all the lands that land trusts have worked to protect across the state of Texas. And it's over 1.65 million acres so far that land trusts have been involved in conserving. Over 900,000 acres of that is in conservation easements with landowners across the state. So it's a large body of work, and we're very excited to be a part of it and to help promote it amongst all of our members.
Wonderful. You had mentioned a little bit previously that, that we need to have these preserved spaces to help our economy. We need to have the clean water and, for the fisheries and things like that. What are some of the other ways that the conservation of these lands can help the economy grow?
Well, I think, all of us, in Texas, certainly in the Wimberley area, and my organization is headquartered here in Wimberley, but I work statewide. But, everyone across Texas, has experienced, droughts and also really, extreme flooding. I mean, here in Wimberley, but also along the coast in East Texas. These types of activities, land and water conservation activities, they're beneficial to our economy for all the reasons, that I said earlier in terms of, agricultural economy, providing water resources, obviously, that are needed for a variety of economic activities. But also to preserve, and help to buffer our communities from these devastating flooding events, to help keep our waterways clean. When vegetation is preserved along rivers and streams, it helps to keep those waterways clean, and then that water then needs less treatment. Conserving land actually saves us money in a lot of different ways and helps to provide all kinds of economic benefits for our communities.
Now, you mentioned that you were headquartered in Wimberley, you do work all over the state. Is there anything specific, that you guys are working on in Wimberley right now or that you are involved with in Wimberley?
Well, the Wimberley Valley Watershed Association is really the sort of go-to entity in the Wimberley Valley. So, they're one of our members, but we don't do direct programming with them. But they're a great resource for people who are interested in learning more about important issues right here in the Wimberley Valley.
Is there anything else that you would like to mention that you guys are currently working on or involved in?
There's a lot of exciting ways that people can get involved with land conservation organizations in their communities, and land trusts offer, all kinds of programming like hikes and things on their preserved lands. It's a great way to get outside with your kids and enjoy, all the beautiful landscapes that Texas has to offer. So check out our website at www.texaslandtrustcouncil.org to learn more about us and our members.
Great. Well, Lori, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to this week's episode of Windows into Wimberley. Join us again next time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Windows into Wimberley. As always, we're here to discuss the things that are happening in and around your town. If there's something happening you'd like to know more about, or if you have topics or suggestions for the show, please contact KOWO General Manager Ryan Hsu at 512-965-9969. Join Erica Clapp on KOWO 104.1 FM next time for another look inside the Windows into Wimberley.